In the last two podcasts, I've bounced around 2 Timothy 3:16 without really sinking my teeth into it. So let's do that today. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's what Paul writes, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed. This is not just another book. This little half-sentence tells us why when we meet together, we are so focused on reading the Bible together and teaching the Bible. It tells us when we're on our own, we should immerse ourselves in its words. Scripture comes from God. He breathed it out, if you like. It all comes with his authority. God himself is the author. We can know the mind of God because he has told us. God breathed. The Apostle Peter sheds some light on what that means. 2 Peter 1:20. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. God himself, through his Spirit, is the ultimate author. He used men to write down his words. Yes, each part of Scripture has a human author. Some parts are even named after their human authors. They're human words, but they're still God's words, God's Spirit, causing people to write down what was written. Yes, humans involved, but God's Spirit constraining, inspiring them to write what they did. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for. What is the Bible useful for? Well, God says he intends to teach you and me through it. He outlines in the scriptures how he has saved his people and how they are to live his way. And not everything we hear will be comfortable. God expects when you or I read his word, we will be rebuked at times. God tells us where we're going wrong. If you think it's okay not to forgive someone or to lie, God's word will come to us and say, no, it's not. It's not okay. But God just doesn't just point out our faults. He also tells us what is right. He corrects us. He trains us in what is right to do for the future. God is teaching us how to live his way, and he shapes us. He is equipping us. Do you want to be ready? Do you want to be fitted out to serve God? Then read his word. That will equip you. Expose yourself to God's word as much as you can. Listen well to the Bible being taught. Plan to read it regularly. In one of the largest studies done in recent times, it was discovered that the number one difference between Christians that are growing in their faith and those who are not was the amount of Bible reading they undertook in a week. The magic number? At least 4 days a week. In other words, reading the Bible more than every second day. At least. Don't let me talk you out of doing more. Let me finish with these wonderful words from a psalm, Psalm 119. How can a young person keep their way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to the Lord. Teach me your decrees. I meditate on your precepts. I consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word.